Hey guys, welcome back to Ramblings and Remedies. This is Gina. Last week, I had mentioned briefly that my partner in crime, Sabina, will not be able to join us for the next several weeks. But no worries, she will return shortly and will continue to judge me for my antics. But this week, I am joined by a very special guest. Let's all welcome Lorraine.
Special guest! My name is Lorraine. I am a mommy and I'm a realtor in New York City area.
This is my first time on a podcast, so please welcome me.
Yay! Welcome. So Lorraine, you said you are a realtor, so if any of you guys are looking to buy or sell, message me and I will hook you guys up.
Please slide into the DMs.
So before you became a realtor, what did you do?
I am a vet tech, and that's how I met your ass.
So Lorraine and I met about 6 years ago, and we met at a shelter hospital. That was my first job as a veterinary assistant. All I remember is holding cats for you.
Oh, yeah. So she's my cat handler.
That's all I remember. All I remember is you calling me and be like, "So Gina, I have a bad cat." And I'd be like, "Why are you calling me?"
If you guys have a bad cat, call Gina. She's a very good cat wrangler.
The way we met, though, was pretty funny because I was sitting in the cafeteria and then you and your lonesome butt came over.
I was very social. I saw this lonely Asian girl.
I was not lonely.
I asked for her permission if I could sit next to her and have lunch.
But yes, that's how we met. She came over to the one lone Asian in the cafeteria and decided to sit with me.
Hey, we hit it off.
We did hit it off. We worked a lot of shifts together. We met outside of work as well to socialize. We did a lot of things.
We got drunk.
Yeah, well, yes. Lots of drunk nights for sure. Did we go clubbing together during that time?
No, not really.
Yeah, that was after, right?
Yeah,
that was after. But anyways, we digressed. That's a podcast for another time, guys. One of the things that I remember doing is we did watch movies together. But how do we start watching horror and supernatural films together?
Well, I was always interested in like horror and like supernatural stuff. So naturally, I would like to have my friends watch it with me. And I remember telling you, hey, you should watch one of my favorite horror movies, The Conjuring. Mm-hmm. And we got our friend and someone and went down to your basement and we just watched. And I think that's how it started. And I was like telling you about my ideas of going to these haunted places.
Yeah.
Or like hunting for ghosts. I have always wanted to do that.
Yep, I remember this. I remember being in the basement and that movie, I couldn't sleep.
That shit is good.
That shit was so scary. It was so scary. See, I like those kind of stuff, but my heart can't handle those things very well. My heart is very small.
I want to find a movie or a show that makes my heart feel like you do.
Oh my God. What, have a heart attack?
Yeah, I like that feeling.
So, as Lorraine was saying, we did actually end up visiting some haunted places.
Yeah.
This was around the time, actually, when you got pregnant.
Yeah. You brought, like, crosses and, like, holy water.
Yeah. How many months were you?
6.
Oh, yeah. You were showing. And so, we researched a couple different places. And if we're going to do this, we need protection.
You mean a cross?
Yes. I was not about to let Blobby become the spawn of Satan.
My demon baby. Can you imagine?
Let's not imagine. And so it was you, another friend, and me. So the three of us went and I gave all of us crosses. And our other friend brought a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So useful.
So we went to about 4 different places.
In one night. We were on a hunt for sure.
The first place we went to was Lake Ronkonkoma. This lake has connection to a lot of different stories and legends. The main one that we hear the most often is about the Indian princess. Supposedly, she was sacrificed to appease a god. The other story that's more common is that her lover was murdered and she committed suicide, and now she haunts the lake. There had been some strange drownings around the lakes, and so people believe that the drownings had been caused by her taking revenge because her lover was murdered. So we went to this lake and saw
nothing.
It
was darkness.
It was just pitch black. They said sometimes you see like lights or something, but we didn't see anything.
No, we tried taking pictures and to see if we can capture anything, but no, it's just darkness.
Just darkness. And I still have those pictures of all the places that we went to and went back to.
Maybe we should have taken a boat out and see if we could have done something. Maybe like one of us drowned.
Yeah. I mean, albeit we didn't really get too close to the lake. We were kind of further away. So maybe if we were closer to it, I don't know.
Maybe. I wasn't going to risk it. I'm pregnant.
Well, now you're not. So maybe we can take out a second trip. So the second place we went to was the Hanging Tree in Patchogue.
I have no recollection, none of that place.
So this place supposedly had people commit suicide. Back in the colonial time, it was actually a site of execution for women accused of witchcraft. People said that they've seen moving shadows and strange lights. Others said that they felt like hot spots where they kind of had a sense of uneasiness and dread. Some people have seen a lady in white, and cameras have known to malfunction. So you don't remember being there, but I remember us being by a tree and being on a bridge. And I feel like that's where it was.
By a tree, on a bridge.
Yes, it was like the tree was kind of like all the way to the side. And
did
it was
we
kind
get out of the car? No, right?
No, we were in the car. We were going over the bridge, but we kind of like parked on the side.
Oh, I don't remember any of this.
I mean, that's what I remember.
From my memory.
But once again, we saw nothing. Well, Lorraine doesn't even remember. I remember seeing nothing. And so that was another fail.
It was a very uneventful night.
The third place we went to was the Kings Park Psychiatric Center, or maybe the Edgewood State Hospital.
We didn't go that far. Edgewood was like in Deer Park.
Oh yeah? So we stayed a little closer?
Yeah.
Okay. Supposedly these centers were supposed to be closed, and even parts of the buildings were like demolished.
It was like an active working psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't even know it was a hospital, but we thought it was like a school or something. Mm-hmm. And there was cars there. There was people, lights. And we're like, what is going on? I thought this was to be abandoned.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it said it was abandoned. So that's why I'm uncertain as to which one we went to or if we even went to the right one.
I felt like it is the right one because I remember we were driving in and it was like a long driveway, like into a park. There was like nothing. And all of a sudden this building show up.
Yeah.
And it was just one building there. And it looks like the building in the pictures.
Yeah. No, it does. I agree. The Kings Park Psychiatric one looks like the building we saw in the picture. And so
it's probably haunting us.
Oh, we had
it's like, please come in. Cause we're not going to go in. It's freaking abandoned.
So we had, maybe we had like a supernatural incident.
That's why we should go back and see again. Oh, see it again.
You know, didn't I say like the first time it's kind of the ghost giving us a chance to, yeah, like a warning. And then the second time we go and they're going to be like, well, we warned you idiots. Now we're just going to fucking haunt you.
Yeah, but that's why they call it third time's a charm. It's our second time. So we should go check it out.
So what happens during the third time then?
We don't go during the third time.
Because we're dead. We don't go because we're dead. I do remember seeing that random guy standing on the side.
Yeah, I don't remember the guy.
She doesn't remember anything.
I just remember the building.
That was another fail too, I guess. Really, that was just a confusing night. And then the last place we went to was a cemetery. Not sure which cemetery, but it was a cemetery somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. And that was fun.
Well, that was probably the one that we had the most
scare. Yeah, we jumped after hearing a sound, and these girls left me running. And I said, I was screaming. I couldn't run because I was pregnant. I was like, calm down. And they just left me there.
The girl with the bat ran, and then I just sprinted out. I didn't look back. I just left.
I was. I remember you guys were running away and you were laughing too.
Because we heard you in the background saying, I can't run. I'm pregnant. And then we were like, sorry, we have to go.
That's fucked up, guys.
So now we all know if something happens, Gina will not be there to save your asses. Because I'm going to be the first one to leave.
What a good friend.
And so that was our one night of trying to be paranormal investigators.
Need better equipment.
Yeah, we need better equipment. We did just talk about perhaps going a second time, right?
Yeah, I want to go.
So we may come back with another episode on what happened on our adventures there. Maybe we'll create a vlog about it, and record it. We'll see. I still have some hesitations. I don't want to invite things over.
I kind of do now, too, because, like, back then when I was younger, I liked to do these type of stuff in my teens and college years. So then somebody did, like, you know, those Chinese readings on me?
Mm-hmm.
That needs your, like, birthday, your name, and the time you were born. And the person that did my reading said there's a ghost riding on my shoulder.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so I was wondering if I like got a ghost from one of those like little adventures that I went on.
And you still want to do this? What if you get another ghost on the other shoulder?
Well, I think there's like the two legs of riding my shoulder. There's only one ghost. So if there's another one's riding on top of that ghost. I don't know. This ghost is not doing anything bad, so.
All right. Well,
maybe it's protecting me.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we actually do this. We'll need to take proper protection with us if we do.
Baby steps. Let's go to a nice one. A nice haunted one.
It's a nice haunted place. After all this, we kind of wanted to continue this ride. We decided to go to Salem, Massachusetts.
During Halloween.
Yeah. Which ended up being another
failure. It was way too like family oriented for my taste.
I think we really wanted to see something a little bit more, something darker, definitely scarier, but it was more a family oriented festival almost.
Yeah.
And so
even the cemetery wasn't scary. It was like so many people there.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely was more of a tourist trap, I feel like.
Yeah, but it was still fun.
It was still fun. I do have a story that you don't even know about. So there was four of us that went, and Sabina was there as well. And so when we were walking in the town, remember how we went to those voodoo shops?
Mm-hmm.
So we went inside, and we were kind of like walking around. You guys went in first, and then Sabina went in, and then I went in. And the moment I stepped over the threshold, I had chills going down the back of my spine. And I didn't know what it was, but it almost hurt. Like the chills were almost hurting me. I walked around a little bit for maybe just a couple more seconds. And it was like a feeling of, I want to say evil. Like it felt dangerous. Right?
Really?
Yeah. Those chills that I got was almost painful. And so I just left. And I didn't say anything. I just said, oh, I'm done. I'm just going to leave. So I stepped out. And then Sabina stepped out. And then you guys came out. And then we didn't talk about it. Sabina and I didn't talk about it. I didn't tell you. And then actually, I forgot about it for a little bit. Kind of just put it in the back of my mind. I don't know how long afterwards, but I brought it up to Sabina. I was like, do you remember when we went here? And she said, yes. And I asked her, did you get a weird feeling? And then she looked at me with big eyes. And she said that she had chills.
How come I don't feel anything?
So Sabina and I both had the same feeling of chills and just really being uncomfortable being in there. And so that's why we both left. But we both didn't talk about it.
I don't know if it's related to maybe the fact that like Sabina and I both are Catholics. Maybe we just were being sensitive. I don't know. But it was just really odd that both of us had the same feeling just as we walked into the shop.
So you're saying that voodoo spirit, evil spirit, is purposely targeting Catholic people?
No, I don't think they're targeting Catholics. I just think that store...
it's evil.
It's not that it's evil, maybe, but it's more than just a tourist store.
Oh my God, there might have been. Back. You should have told me.
I wasn't about to discuss this. No, and so I kind of just ignored it. I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it.
I would have
gone. You would have what?
Oh my God, I don't even remember which one. I was like, I would want to go back in there and find out which evil object in there is giving off this feeling.
I don't know, but it was just a very uncomfortable feeling. But it was okay. Like, nothing happened afterwards. So whatever we felt stayed in that store and didn't follow us.
Mm.
So, I don't know. It was an interesting thing. Because it was supposed to be just a touristy,
a
gimmicky kind of store. I don't know if it was voodoo, but it was some sort of, like, gimmicky, like, witchcrafty kind of store. And
probably witchcraft.
Yeah,
like,
I think it was
more, like, New Orleans type of stuff.
Yeah, voodoo is New Orleans. But, yeah, it was, like, more of, like, a witchcraft kind of thing. But definitely had a feeling of weirdness.
I think witches are real.
They probably are.
They probably are.
So, I'm getting all, like, chilly talking about this, giving me the creeps.
You won't sleep tonight.
All this ties in with today's topic because Lorraine and I, we have a lot of interest in watching supernatural, horror, psychological shows/movies. We thought it would be kind of fun to review and rate some of our favorite shows and films. And we are going to give you guys a quick synopsis. And yes, there will be spoilers. And so keep that in mind as you're listening. And then we're going to rate them. So the rating system that we created is based on 5 skulls to 1 skull. 5 skull being the highest, obviously, and 1 skull being the lowest. And the categories are storyline. So do you think there was a good storyline, or was there no storyline, a poor storyline, etc.? The second category is scare level. How scary was it? Was it scary at all or not scary at all? The third category is eye candy level. Obviously, did you find anybody in there hot or was everybody ugly?
The dead ones are hot.
And then phantom fear level. So this one is after the movie and show is over, does that feeling linger on? And then the last category is overall rating. So how high or low do you rate it? And do you recommend it or do you not recommend it?
A short break to hear about our sponsor, Anchor. Now, back to our show.
So our first movie that we will be discussing is The Descent. I kind of consider this a gory, bloody,
it's like a killing killing creature type of a horror movie.
Yeah, it was a group of women who decided to go into an unexplored cave. What were they doing? They were going to rebond or something.
Yeah, they were going to rebond, like rekindle their friendship, and they descend into the cave and found these creatures that live down there, and they're just trying to survive and get out of the cave.
You know, I don't understand why you would go into an unexplored cave to rekindle your friendship. Let's just have brunch. Why can't we have brunch?
Dude, we go ghost hunting together. Okay. I don't know.
The thing is, it's not like we're going to actually be putting ourselves into true danger. Like,
well, no, they thought it was actually an explored cave. And then that Asian girl was like, no, actually, it's an unexplored cave. Ugh. So they got tricked into it.
This is how you know everyone's, you know, that shit's going to happen.
It was a good movie. I liked it because it was enough gore, and it was like an all-female cast. And it's like a no bullshit, just killing spree.
It was. I appreciate it because it was an all-female cast, which you don't really see that often. I particularly found it interesting because the way the movie was made, it made it seem like it was a straightforward movie, but the ending kind of made it into almost like a psychological twist for me. So,
right, there's two endings, as you said before.
Yeah. So I saw the UK ending and you saw the US ending.
Uh-huh.
And we won't spoil it too much, but pretty much think of it as the UK ending is full of despair and hopelessness, and the US ending gives you a little hope.
I like hope.
Well, it was interesting because when I read the article about it, they purposely made the US ending because they felt that Americans wouldn't be able to handle so much hopelessness.
That sounds about right. Yeah. We're very sensitive people.
So I feel like because I saw such a different ending, it just made the entire tone of the movie different because of how it ended.
I guess. I mean, I also feel like the characters were done really well too. The actresses did really well in like acting, I guess. Cause like the main character girl, she went from like a very weak woman to like a very like strong woman. And since I saw the American version, she became a hopeful woman, a survivor.
Okay, so let's go directly into our ratings then for The Descent. Did you like the storyline? Did you think there was a storyline?
It's pretty simple, so I'm going to give it two.
Two skulls. Okay. I'm going to give it, I'm going to say similar. I'm going to say 2.5. Maybe 3.
Three?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it because, like I said, I think the ending really made it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way the story was made, it really did put a good twist on it for me. So I want to say
the ending saved the story.
Yeah. Scare level.
When I watched it, I thought it was pretty, not like scary, but it did have its like jumps and like a nerve-wracking feeling. So I would give it like a 3.
Okay. It wasn't like a supernatural creepy level.
Yeah.
It was more like jumpy, gory kind of scare. So yeah, I think I agree. I'll give it a 3 as well.
I can be negative.
I mean, some of the women were okay looking, I guess.
I guess they had their like tits out, so I guess a 1.
I'll give it a 1. Phantom fear level.
1.
Yeah.
I didn't really think much about it after watching it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I want to say I'm going to give it a 2 because I know I keep going back to this, but that ending, it really did leave me with a sense of hopelessness.
You're so sensitive.
I should have watched the other one, but instead, somehow I ended up watching this UK version. Overall rating.
Watch or not.
Yes.
I would still recommend it. So I recommend it to some people when they actually like the movie, even though we gave such low ratings.
I would say so. I think overall, I would rate it, I'm going to give it a 3, right in the middle, and definitely watch it. Now we're going to move on to a different category of movies and shows, which focuses on witches. And the first movie is The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
That's a nice one.
So
that's a creepy one.
You recommended this to me.
I sure did.
And that was my first mistake. Because
I give you the creepiest ones.
Yes. I should have made the connection when you told me you liked this, that it was going to be terrifying. But no, no, I did not make that connection until it was too late. I
should print her picture out and stick it all over your wall.
God. That's just evil, okay? That is just evil. I remember watching this with my boyfriend, and I remember, like, hiding behind him. And every time the music would, like, climax, like, it would go up, I'd be like, okay, something's gonna happen, so now is the time to hide. Her face was probably the reason why that movie was so terrifying.
Yeah, they cast her really well. Like, the face of the movie, which is on, like, the posters and stuff, it was extremely creepy. Even I got creeped out.
Yeah, it was really creepy.
And I don't normally get creeped out.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a pretty simple story, I guess. It's they find an unidentified body, Jane Doe, and they take her to the morgue to be examined. And while examining, they start, you know, experiencing all different things. They realize that Jane Doe is a witch. And there's a little bit of a twist in the movie as well. But I want to say that this movie gave me the creeps for probably over a week. I couldn't sleep properly for a while.
Yeah, I think that movie kind of creeped me out too, because all they kept on showing was her creepy face and her eyes. And it was always a close-up of her face.
Yeah.
I remember telling Nick too when I was watching, I was like, can they stop showing that face?
It got so bad that I remember at one point, the only way I fell asleep was I told my boyfriend, let me fall asleep first with the lights on. And once I fall asleep, you can sleep.
Poor guy.
He had to go through a lot because of this movie. That being said, let's rate it. Storyline.
Storyline, very simple. I guess it's more like a 2.
I'm going to give it a 3. I thought I liked it. It, like you said, it is pretty simple, but it kept me invested enough to watch till the end. Scare level.
3.
5. Not even funny. It was a really scary movie. It was really creepy. And so,
scary on Gina's level, not on my level.
I'm probably the average. I speak for the people. Eye candy.
4. The girl was really hot, even though she was really creepy.
I mean, she was dead and creepy, but yes, I agree. They did pick quite an attractive actress to play the role, so I would give it a 4 as well. Phantom Fear.
For you, it's probably a 5, right?
Me, yes,
is like
5.
I guess it's like a 3 or 2 because her face kind of lingered in my head for like after the movie a little bit.
Yeah, it was her face that kept popping up for me too. So I'm going to give it a 5 because
I couldn't get her face out of my head.
I couldn't sleep
for a while.
I didn't sleep for like a week and a half. So 5.
I'm going to look at her face now.
Oh, God. Overall rating?
Watch or not watch. Overall, the skulls maybe like a 3 or 4. 4.
4? I'm going to give it a 4. And I think I would recommend it. It was decent storyline. It's definitely scary. You're going to see a naked hot girl, even though she is dead, but, and it sticks with you. So go watch it, guys.
Oh, yeah.
The next show we have in the witch category is Marianne.
My favorite.
So Marianne is about the...
It's about the protagonist is Emma, a writer, and the witch lives through this writer. And whatever the writer writes, it happens. It comes true.
Yeah.
And she writes about like horror type of stuff.
Once they realize that the stories that Emma is writing comes true, it becomes a battle against the witch. So I just finished watching Marianne, and I think it was
amazing.
It was actually very good. Very good. It actually took me a while to start watching it. Because you recommended to me a while ago.
2019, when it came out on Netflix. I binge watched that show in like less than a week. And I was like, Gina, you have to watch this. You're like, no, no.
No, but I did watch it. But in the first episode, there's a scene where the witch comes after the main character. And it's a scene where the girl is on the bed. And the witch starts pulling the bed sheets off. And so I'm thinking, this is terrifying because my bed is supposed to be my sacred spot where it's supposed to protect me from all the evil. And here is the witch actually going after the girl. And so I was like, that scene stuck with me for a very long time, which
that's
is
a very common scene in horror movies.
No, it's
though.
Not because they don't start pulling sheets off like that.
And of course they do. A lot of movies do that.
It was such
you just haven't seen enough.
It was such a creepy scene that it stuck with me that I said, no, I can't finish this show. But for you guys, I sacrificed myself and I watched it. And
aren't you happy you watched it?
I don't know if I'm happy, but it was good. It was very good. That it was actually really interesting and I finished it. And I actually am like, oh, it's upsetting that they're not going to make a second season.
Right. The reason why they're not having a second season is because the French viewers, there's not a lot of people that completed the series. So they decided to cancel the second season. So these chickens were too afraid to finish the series. So that's why I got canceled.
So did they not watch it because it was scary? Or did they not watch it because it was too intense, I wonder? Because
I feel like it's too intense because on the article, they did say that it received really high ratings, but not a lot of people finish it, but probably because it was too scary.
Yeah.
It's a TV show. It's pretty scary for a TV show.
It is. It is very scary. However, I feel like these French people probably didn't watch it because it was too intense. I'm just going to spoil one scene. There is that scene that it kind of sticks with me because it's about when Emma starts writing where five cows commit suicide and then five children hang themselves.
Mm.
They only started off by showing the five cows running off the cliff. And then I thought they wouldn't. They wouldn't show five children hanging themselves. That's too much. But no, they do. They actually have the scene where five kids are walking to a playground with ropes in their hands. And they actually did hang themselves until the last second when they got saved. And I'm thinking, what?
Yeah, I would say the show is very disturbing.
What the actual
fuck? It has everything I want. Is a complete show.
It's intense. It's really intense. Let's rate it. Storyline.
5. I give a 5 for everything for this show.
Yeah, it was a good storyline. Actually, it was because I wanted to see how it ended that I continued it. So I give it a 5 as well. Scare level?
5.
Yeah, 5. Definitely 5. It is gory, creepy, everything.
It's the full package.
Eye candy?
You know, I find the main girl hot.
Okay, so Emma
is hot to me.
Yeah, Emma is pretty hot. I mean, I don't find her. I mean, she's attractive, but I don't know if it's my type of eye candy. I probably give it a 2. Phantom Fear.
I wouldn't call it like fear, but that show like lingered on, so I would give it a 4. Like even after the show ended, I keep on thinking about it. That's how much I like it.
I don't know if I would contribute this to Phantom Fear, but I chose to watch Marianne only during the daytime and only when I had people around me. So maybe it helped to lessen the fear a little bit, right? So I'm gonna give it a 4.
You little cheater.
Overall rating.
5. Definitely a watch.
Yeah. I agree with that. 5. I think
I still recommend that show after 2 years.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Come on.
I know. All well-rounded show that pretty much has everything. Okay, moving on to our next category is haunted houses. The Conjuring.
That was one of my favorite movie.
I feel like The Conjuring was probably as an adult the first truly scary movie I watched.
Thanks to me.
Oh God. I don't know if I want to thank you about that.
So, hey, you know the main character girl and her name is Lorraine too.
Yes, yes. So what is The Conjuring about?
It's about this house. This house is haunted. New family moved in. Then they decided to find a demonologist. They're actually real-life demonologists, Lorraine and Ed Warren, to find out, like, what happened to the house. And they found out that it was actually, there's a witch that is haunting the house, and whoever possesses her land, she's going to curse them and kill them.
Yeah. And they experience all sorts of crazy fucked up shit.
Yeah. You know, there's a lawsuit against Warner Brothers from the people that own the house.
Oh, really?
It's a real house.
Why?
Yeah. Because a lot of people are vandalizing the property, trespassing, and doing like satanic cults, or like leaving objects there, and they're like, it's because of you. You guys fucked up my house. And they were like, we are so peaceful. There's nothing here. It's so peaceful. There's no ghosts and stuff.
Oh. See, this is the movie that made me decide that when I look for my own house, I will be bringing my cat and my dog with me. And if my dog and my cat refuse to go into the house, I will not be purchasing that house.
Or if there's dead animals around your house, do not buy it.
I mean, how stupid was this family? Because right in, like, literally in the first scene, the dog, their family dog, refused to go inside the house and started growling and barking. And I'm thinking, gave you all the signs.
Yeah.
The dog died too. And I'm just like, couldn't trust the dog, huh? You couldn't follow what the dog said?
I don't give a shit about the opinions of a dog.
Because also, I believe the person who sold the house to the family didn't tell them what happened in the house, right?
No, probably not. Yeah. Usually you don't tell.
You realtors can't trust you guys.
You didn't ask. You guys didn't ask.
Well, I will be asking. I'd be like,
all the realtors that when you go buy a house, like, hey, is this house haunted by any chance?
Because it was a movie focused on the house itself, I was terrified of my basement.
We watched it in the basement.
I know, which made it scarier, so I didn't want to go into my basement for a while.
I think this was the movie where it makes me realize that the demons can be real, because it was actually based on these two real-life demonologists.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, there's actually someone, their job is to hunt down demons and exorcise them.
But it's interesting because you're saying that the family who moved in afterwards didn't experience anything. So
I don't know if it's that house or they just randomly chose a house to use it as for the movie.
Uh-huh.
Or it's actually a haunted house.
Oh, but they never I see. Ed and Lorraine Warren, right? They worked on Annabelle, and so that led to the movie. I mean, Annabelle is real, meaning like there is an actual Annabelle doll.
Yeah, it's in their little cubicle, like a museum. I wanted to go, but then I got too scared because, like, oh my god, if this shit is real and I accidentally touched a doll or something, that shit is gonna possess me.
Well, they wouldn't, because it's inside a case. You're not supposed to go near it.
You never know. Did you watch Annabelle?
I did watch Annabelle.
It came out.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm thinking, like, I don't understand what possesses people to buy dolls like that. Fucking creepy as hell.
Wait, remember we went to Salem and we found a doll that looks like Annabelle?
Yeah, I remember that. That doll looks like freaking Annabelle. And you were like holding it and smiling. And I'm just like, this bitch crazy.
Because I know it's not Annabelle. If I knew it was Annabelle, I'd throw that shit and burn it.
Okay, so let's rate The Conjuring. Storyline?
There's a typical haunted house, but I still like this. So I'll give it a 4.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 4 too. I mean, I feel like the storyline was a little lacking. I think it was more scary than anything else, which brings us to scare level. I would give it a 5.
Really?
Yes, I give it a 5 because it was scary.
It was pretty scary. When I first watched it, I thought it was pretty scary, so 5.
Gosh. Do you consider Conjuring your favorite movie?
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's still one of my favorite movies.
Eye candy?
None.
Zero skulls.
There's just old people and kids and Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I wouldn't give it any skulls. I'll just give it a 1 just to stay on the rating. But yeah.
If I have to, it'll be a 1.
Phantom Fear? 5. I give it a 5.
Phantom Fear, I wouldn't say fear, maybe a 1, but I did think about that. Like, that's their after effects of the movie. Like, I want to go see that museum.
God.
Oh, maybe we should go.
No. No.
It's a road trip. No, it's in Connecticut, okay. I think.
It's fine. Let's stay away from Connecticut. We don't need to go into Connecticut.
Connecticut have a lot of haunted places.
Yeah, no. Let's just stay in, you know, nice little New York.
Connecticut houses are fucked up. There's one house I went to. There was like a secret door, a secret like closet.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Okay. I can. I gotta sleep later. I can't sleep like this. I'm gonna have to watch something very cute and happy afterwards.
Can you imagine living in a house that's like over 100 years old? You're like, somebody definitely died in here.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Gosh. Overall rating?
I give it a 4.
I'm gonna give it a 4. Okay, so that wraps up our rating of our movies and shows. Obviously, there are a lot more out there, but these are the ones that Lorraine and I both enjoyed watching, and we watched rather recently, so we still remember them. If we watch more shows or movies, which we most likely will.
I watch it every day.
Exactly. She's crazy. Then we will maybe come back with another rating and tell you guys what we watched. And so, Lorraine, how was your first podcast experience?
Pretty fun. I like it.
You want to come back again?
With you?
Yes. Are you going to betray me and go on somebody else's podcast?
I mean, if you really want me to, I'll come back.
So thank you, Lorraine, for joining me as my what is it, guest and taking Sabina's place for this week. You guys will most likely see Lorraine again sometime soon. We are preparing a couple interesting different things for you guys, so look forward to them. And as always, guys, thank you for listening, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And never forget, there are friends, there is family, and then there is us. Until next time, bye!
Bye!